Hey, welcome to another installment of the Brain and Body Bookshelf, which is a series dedicated to exploring fascinating nutrition information to support the health of your brain and your body overall. In each episode, we'll review and discuss a book that explores topics such as neuroscience, psychology, health, fitness, and more. This is my jam. And I am your host, Samantha Salmon, certified integrative nutrition coach and brain health licensed trainer. Today, we are talking about a book from one of my mentors, Dr. Daniel Amen. And this book, I have it from the library, but I also have the audiobook version, You Happier, by Dr. Daniel Amen. And specifically, I want to highlight, he says a lot in here for folks who are really interested in the different brain types. He has a lot of great information in here. But I wanted to highlight in here this section on page 148. Are your medications making you sad? Did you know that from the SPECT scans that they do at Amen Clinics that we can actually tell the effect pharmaceutical drugs has on the brain? There are lots of drugs that actually kill the blood flow basically to the brain. So there's no blood flow going to certain areas of the brain. It will pull the prefrontal cortex offline, cause mood imbalances and things of that nature. And so this is really important to know if you're on pharmaceutical drugs, working with your doctor to try to get off, to fix whatever the underlying issue is so you don't have to stay on it long term, so that you can repair the blood flow to your brain, heal your brain, right? You're not stuck with the brain that you have, you can change it. He has a long list in here, like antacids. I know for a fact this is something that my family during Thanksgiving time, we would just have, right? After Thanksgiving dinner, before anybody went vegan or plant-based, Tums was the name of the game. You eat everything that you want, and then you have Tums, you have Pepto-Bismol, all that kinds of stuff. He says in here, antacids decrease stomach acid, calcium, phosphorus, folic acid, and potassium. These are all essential nutrients. Causes dysbiosis and SIBO. SIBO is small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. So for folks who are super gassy, typically that comes from SIBO. If your stomach is making a lot of noise, a lot of gas, that's usually a SIBO symptom. It can cause vitamin K deficiency and low mineral absorption. Then you have antibiotics that decrease vitamins B and K. So you can actually, he has a long list here, even ibuprofen, Advil. I've heard of parents giving their babies ibuprofen, Advil. It decreases vitamin B6, vitamin C, D, K, folic acid, calcium, zinc, and iron. All of these we would consider really important nutrients, right? Then you have the statin drugs, the cholesterol-lowering medications. Decrease CoQ10, omega-3 fatty acids, carnitine, female hormones, right? For folks who are on hormone replacement therapy, are they taking any kind of female hormones? It decreases folic acid, magnesium, B vitamins, vitamin C, zinc, selenium, CoQ10. Then there's oral contraceptives that decrease magnesium, B vitamins, selenium, zinc, tyrosine, serotonin. And serotonin is really important for the balance of our mood. If you want to be happy, if you want to sleep well, he says roughly 16 to 52% of women taking oral contraceptives experience depression. That's crazy. That's almost half. Antidepressants are typically the first line of treatment. So they're on oral contraceptives, then they get antidepressants. The antidepressants also have their effects, right? These pharmaceutical drugs are not benign. He mentions here, after that section, omega-3 fatty acids are essential. We know that it's essential for the brain. But he says insufficient levels of omega-3s has been linked to depression, bipolar disorder, suicidal behavior, inflammation, heart disease, ADHD, cognitive impairment and dementia, and obesity. Now, how do you get your omega-3s? Walnuts, flax seeds, chia seeds, hemp seeds, leafy greens, and cruciferous vegetables. You can also get it from an algae omega-3 supplement. But you want to make sure that you're having that on a consistent daily basis. So this would be my recommendation for this week of this installment of the Brain and Body Bookshelf is you happier. I think all of us can use some happiness this year in 2024. And until next time, enjoy your reading. Take care.